When Israel weeps for him, as for an only son, when they come trembling to the Lord Jesus Christ, after he appears on the clouds, that's just going to be a temporary thing. After the resurrection rapture and the appearance of Christ on the clouds, the Jewish people will see him and come to faith in Christ. Now they won't join him. He's going to go back up into heaven where the wedding of the church is going to take place. But this is not going to be 7 years later. It's going to be a few weeks or a few months later where he's going to appear again on a white horse. It's one second coming in two parts. It's not a second and third coming. It's the same coming. It's just in two parts. First, he's going to come to the church for the church, and he's going to go back into heaven for the wedding. And then behold a white horse, and he who sits upon his faithful and true, he's going to come back for Israel. In the meantime, Israel will have come to faith in Christ, just like Paul says. When the time of the Gentiles is complete, then all Israel will be saved. They'll come trembling. They'll come with bitter weeping. It'll be a tough day for the Jewish people, for the Israelites, who are left behind. They will be believers. But they'll be in a bad situation. The Antichrist is going to still be here. The armies of the beast are going to still be here. And they're going to try to destroy the remnant of the Jewish people. It's going to be their final solution for the Jews. But the bitter weeping of the Jewish people is going to turn to joy. It's going to turn to rejoicing. Because behold a white horse, and he who sits upon it is faithful and true. He's going to demonstrate his faithfulness. The Lord Jesus is going to demonstrate his faithfulness to the Jewish nation, to the nation of Israel. He's going to be like the Calvary that comes back just in time. You know, they blow their trumpet and here comes the Calvary. Who is this that comes from Edom? With clothes of glowing colors. The rainbow again. There's a rainbow again. Majestic in his apparel. This is the conquering king. This is the Lord Jesus Christ in all his glory. He's on a horse. He's got a two-edged sword with which to smite the nations. That's when the nation of Israel, that's when the Jewish people, their bitter weeping turns to joy. It says the Lord Jesus Christ will exult over them. He will rejoice over them. He will be gentle in his love. A day of vengeance is in my heart, and my year of redemption has come. From that time on, he says that I will take my judgments away from Israel. these judgments that Israel has occurred upon themselves over the centuries for the rejection, for the denial of the God of Israel and of Christ his Son, it's going to be swept away. It's going to be over with. And once he appears on the white horse, it's going to be nothing but blessings. It's nothing going to be nothing but rejoicing. It's going to be nothing but the empowerment and the glorification of the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. Because they will have all believed in the Messiah. When Christ comes on the clouds at his return, the church will be rejoicing. When Christ comes on the white horse, it's Israel that will be rejoicing. On the clouds, he comes for his kinsmen. On the white horse, on the clouds, he comes for the church, for his bride. On the clouds, he comes for his bride. On the white horse, he comes for his kinsmen.